Short and sweet. That's what we've done with this episode of the Vermont Edition podcast. I'm Matthew Smith, producer of Vermont Edition, and I wanted to say thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. We want to alert you to some scams and frauds that are starting to crop up related to the coronavirus crisis. We're also going to talk about what the state is doing about price gouging, the potential for price gouging, or where they're seeing it, and hoarding, and other issues that the Attorney General's office might be looking into as we all work through this new and unprecedented situation. We're joined by Vermont's Attorney General, TJ Donovan. Welcome back to the program. Nice to have you with us.
Jamie, for having me.
I know we want to talk about price gouging and hoarding, but let's tick through some of the scams and, you know, miracle cures you're seeing. We're already seeing this crop up around the country. What are you on the lookout for and already seeing in Vermont?
What we're seeing already, Jan, is exactly what you said. Number one, of course, the charities. And we just have to acknowledge anytime there's a crisis, there's going to be bad actors who seek to profit from it. So we're seeing those scams regarding these phony charities. We're seeing scams with these miracle cures. We're seeing some issues with, I would say, people trying to sell equipment, medical equipment, if you will, masks, for example. So those seem to be the big three right now. The one that I would expect to see, although we haven't had any reports of it yet, given the fact that everybody is working remotely, is some sort of employer or boss scam via email, where they're asking people to send, obviously, money to somebody who purports to be a boss. But mostly right now, it's the charities and the miracle cures that are scams, and people should be on the lookout for it. I do want to encourage Vermonters to contact my consumer assistance program, 1-800-649-2424, to tell us what they're seeing and receiving, because that is the best way for us to track it and then put it out to our larger community to make people aware of the scams. That's what we have to do. We have to share the information. So we really need everybody's help to get us this information so we can push it out to the larger group.
Right. So we'll put that information on our webpage for today. If you are seeing something that you think might be a fraud or that you know is a fraud, you should be in touch with the Consumer Protection Hotline, and we have that number at vpr.org. Click on Vermont Edition. So if you're seeing a miracle cure, there isn't one. Don't be sucked in by that. If you're seeing charities, you need to be able to look into them and see what's happening. Because, you know, TJ Donovan, there are legitimate charities in this state and national and international that are trying to raise money to deal with this crisis. So many people may be wanting to put some money toward help, but they just need to be careful.
Absolutely. And people should do their due diligence. And I totally agree with you. Look, what's best about Vermont is we are a giving, caring community, and people are going to step up during this crisis to help their neighbors. But let's confirm where the money is going. So a couple good resources. Number one, charities are going to be, legitimate charities are going to be listed on the Vermont Secretary of State's webpage. You can also use these two helpful websites, give.org, which is from the Better Business Bureau's Giving Wise Alliance. So it's give.org. And also Charity Navigator is a website that you can use to confirm and verify that these are legitimate charities. Because unfortunately, this is what we're seeing. I got an email the other day from a lawyer who sent it to me here in Vermont saying, is this real? Is this legitimate, this charity purporting, number one, soliciting money from folks purporting to go for the COVID-19 response? It wasn't. It was a scam. And that's why we need people to report it to us so we can push it out.
We're talking with the Attorney General, TJ Donovan, and we're talking about scams that are coming through that people might be sucked in by that are related to the coronavirus issue, whether it's a charity asking for money that is not a real charity, or maybe somebody promising a cure, or maybe some other issues that you're seeing. We're concerned about phishing emails, you know, saying, this is your boss, you need to send me this file, or you need to send me some money now. So keep an eye on those. Get in touch with the Attorney General's office. We're also going to be talking about price gouging and hoarding. What can the state do about that? In some cases, you know, there is actual legal action on price gouging. But what about hoarding? What can the state do on that? And we're going to talk about issues like, is the state of Vermont, we heard the governor say yesterday, he is working on questions about evictions and foreclosures. So we'll ask about that. Attorney General Donovan, I heard you saying yes on that question of price gouging and hoarding.
Well, look, by far the most calls we're getting right now are folks going into stores and seeing what seems to be a markup on products. And it could be an example. These are actual examples. Somebody who said, hey, macaroni and cheese, everybody's buying pasta right now, right? Is now $7. At other stores, it's $3. Why am I being charged $4 more? A big one is toilet paper. Everybody's looking for toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I got charged $22. So let me just kind of give a very brief overview of our price gouging law. So Vermont has a very specific price gouging law, and actually it goes to petroleum products alone, oil and gas. And the governor's going to declare a state of a market emergency, which we don't have when it comes to petroleum products. That's really our price gouging statute. But that being said, we have our general consumer protection statute, which doesn't allow unfair or deceptive acts in commerce. Well, what's unfair? Unfair is anything that could be unconscionable, offends public policy, unethical, or oppressive. So when we're getting these complaints, we are reaching out to the stores and asking for explanations about these price increases. And of course, we reserve the right to seek legal recourse should we think it qualifies as an unfair act. This is what I would say. People should keep calling us. We're going to reach out to businesses. But I also know that Vermont is a small state. We're a state of small businesses, and people serve their neighbors in good times and bad. And let's work together about this. So far, we've gotten pretty good explanations why there has been a price increase, or the fact that they would dispute the fact that there's a price increase. But we need to know this. We are going to respond as rapidly as we can, because we need to protect people's hard-earned money in a time when there's such anxiety, not only about our health, but our economic health as well.
So you are investigating certain places for that question of if they've been bumping up the price.
I wouldn't say it's an investigation right now. I mean, I can say that we have an investigation going on, not to, I would say, any Vermont business, but an individual who was selling some equipment, perhaps at an excessive price. I can confirm that. But for these businesses, we're really calling and reaching out to them and saying, hey, we got this complaint. What's going on? Tell us why this is happening, or do you dispute the fact that this is an increase in price? But, you know, look, Vermonters are worried right now, as I said, about their health and about their financial well-being. And people don't want to be ripped off or taken advantage of. I tend to think that in Vermont, we're better off than other places in this country, because we're so small and because we're a state of small businesses, we truly serve our neighbors. There's really no upside to engaging in this type of behavior, because we all live here and we're going to continue to live here and work with each other. So really, I view the Attorney General's office right now be a resource, because there's so many questions out there, Jane, and you guys are, the media is doing a great job providing a lot of reliable information, but that's what we want to do. We want to provide reliable information to Vermonters so they can make the best decisions to protect themselves and their family. And when there is that evidence of some wrongdoing, you better believe we will investigate it and we'll do what's right for the people of Vermont.
You can investigate, but how would you prosecute given the judicial emergency?
Great question, and I think we'd have to make an argument that this would qualify as an emergency hearing, that whether it goes to public protection in order to send a message of deterrence that we're not going to engage in this. I think we'd certainly have to petition the court that they need to hear this. Obviously, they're going to hear some cases that qualify as emergencies, but rightfully so. They've really limited the number of cases. But look, if we have a price gouging case, I think that would qualify certainly as a priority for the courts to hear, because the public has a right to know that this is happening. And number two, the public has a right to know that the state is responding to it in order to ease people's anxiety that they're not going to get ripped off. You and I both know, and your listeners know, the anxiety is palpable right now in terms of what's going to happen next and where are we going to be in a week or a month. And people are worried about their financial well-being. We need to step up and protect people's livelihood here. And that means their hard-earned money. And if you're going to the store and you feel like you're getting ripped off for whatever reason, we want to know about it. I want to know about it.
Let's go to David calling in from Williston. Hi, David. Go right ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm wondering why, if the national average price of gasoline is so low, I believe $1.22 is the last one that I heard, why we're still so high here in Chittenden County.
David, what are the prices you're seeing right now?
We're still, I'm seeing $2.39, $2.25.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about Chittenden County. I really haven't gotten too far out of Chittenden County. But again, it's so much higher than the national price. Right?
Yeah. David, thanks for your call. I was seeing prices as low as $2.05 last weekend down in western Addison County. T.J. Denneman, what about it? So not an accusation necessarily of price gouging, which would be illegal under Vermont's law when it comes to gas. But David's wondering about high prices.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what I would say, as you know, I live in Chittenden County. Those prices seem lower than what they were a couple of weeks ago, frankly. They may be higher than the national average. Chittenden County seems to trend a little bit higher than other parts of the state. But I don't have an answer as to why they may be higher than the national average or higher than Addison County or Franklin County. You know, there was that lawsuit that just got resolved about a month or two ago regarding the same allegation. And I just don't have an answer as to why. I mean, I look at gas prices and they seem to be lower than what they were a couple weeks ago here in Chittenden County.
We got another question here coming in from Craig in East Burke. Craig, go ahead.
Yes, I was calling again about regarding gas prices. I live here in Caledonia County, where gas is, you know, over $2, like $2.20, $2.25. And my parents, they live up in Essex County, and gas is well under a dollar. And I guess, again, my question was if there was any explanation as to why that was happening.
I don't have an explanation as to why. We can certainly look into it. And this, you know, Jane, this is my unscientific way of doing this job, is if a number of Vermonters start saying, hey, what the heck is going on with this, we're going to look at it. And we'll try to get the answer as best we can. I don't have the answer today. I'm very interested to hear in Essex County gas is under a buck.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that. That's quite amazing.
Yeah, but that would be amazing to me, too.
If Vermonters are concerned about something, that's why we need to hear this. Because once I see the trend, this is going to direct my resources as to what we look at. Because what I'm committed to is protecting Vermonters and protecting their hard-earned money. I don't want anybody getting ripped off right now. And that's the role of my office, is to protect people's livelihood, to protect people as consumers. And I want to say this, as consumers too, are small businesses. Small businesses are consumers too under Vermont law. So we want to hear from businesses, too, if they feel like they're getting the short end of the stick in terms of their business transactions from their wholesalers.
Nicole wrote in to say, what's an appropriate way to deal with scams such as these when even major media outlets and spokesmen are putting forth obviously and blatantly crank misinformation? Nicole says, for example, Fox News anchors pushing untested drugs as a sort of miracle cure. These scams aren't only a phenomenon of loony internet trolls.
Well, exactly what we just said earlier, Jane, is that there is no miracle cure for the coronavirus. I think in the lead up on the national news, somebody was just arrested by the FBI purporting to have some sort of miracle cure for this. So number one, saying it and saying it repeatedly that it does not exist. and that don't be fooled by that and use those resources, give.org, use the Vermont Secretary of State's website, go to Charity Navigator, do your due diligence, do your homework, and talk to a medical professional when it comes to the issue of whether or not there's some sort of cure or medicine out there to address this virus.
But if you're hearing it from people you are told to trust, and, you know, not everybody trusts the news media, and not everybody trusts everybody in the news media, but and not everybody trusts politicians. I know that's a news flash to you as well, TJ. But if you're hearing from officials who are telling you they're giving you the official information, whether it is the news media or whether it is an elected state or national official, would you, as the Attorney General, go after people who are putting out misinformation and calling it news?
I'm happy to. And I don't watch Fox News, so I haven't heard that. But if something is coming from Fox News, giving some sort of credibility.
Well, many people were alarmed to hear the president talking about potential treatment that has not been established as treatment yet. And we've heard cases, not in Vermont necessarily, but cases of people hoarding certain medication or taking it and facing some pretty dire consequences.
I think we want to listen to medical professionals when it comes to how to treat this virus. And that's my recommendation. And if there's a news outlet that is pushing a product, that's something that I always reserve the right to reach out and to ask questions for. Our job is to protect Vermonters, and people need to listen to the professionals. And for me, those are our public health professionals, like Dr. Levine, who's doing a great job, and our local doctors. Trust the medical system to give us the best information and the most reliable information so you can best protect your family. I mean, the idea of this isn't a commentary on any particular organization, but that you're going to get on cable TV at night to receive a medical diagnosis and a cure, I just don't think is makes a lot of sense.
In terms of hoarding, you know, you mentioned the toilet paper issues, and you know, if somebody can get it for $22, they're doing better than I can at any of my local stores where it's just not available at all. Can you do anything about hoarding, people who buy things up at the grocery stores?
It's a great question, Jane. And I think legally, I'm not sure right now if there is any law that would prevent hoarding. You know, we did a press conference with the business community on, I think it was Thursday, March 12th, before, you know, schools were shut down. But we were getting to that point. We could see what was coming. And Aaron Segrist, who is the director of the Vermont Retailers and Grocers, talked about hoarding because they were already seeing it. And she said, hey, look, it's okay to be prepared. We all want to be prepared. But being prepared is having maybe, you know, 3 weeks worth of provisions, not 3 months. And that we're all in this together, and you got to leave some for everybody else. You know, getting to your point, I went shopping, I think, Monday morning. There was no toilet paper. There was no pasta. There was no beans. I've never seen that in my life. It's startling, to say the least. And also on the shelf was a sign when it was in the paper products, limit of two. But to your question about could we prosecute somebody for hoarding, I'm not sure we can at this point, but certainly we need to develop some sort of understanding as a community what role we all have to play, and hoarding is going to be part of that conversation.
So in the time that we have left, I just want to ask you about landlord and tenant issues and foreclosures. Yep. Nationally, the Department of Housing and Urban Development has suspended all evictions and foreclosures until the end of April. Mortgages under Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are also paused for a minimum of 60 days. Over in New Hampshire, Chris Sununu has frozen all evictions and foreclosures in his emergency declaration. We heard from Governor Scott yesterday that something along those lines is in the works for Vermont. What can you tell us so far?
Well, something we certainly support. People need to be housed right now. Need to be secure in their living situation. So many parents obviously are doing multiple jobs right now. We're slowly trying to teach their kids who are now being with them at home. Many people have lost their jobs. So we need to give relief to renters. We need to give relief to homeowners. We need to give relief to landlords who may own a building that has two or three apartments and is renting it out and has now has lost their tenants, particularly here in Chittenden County with all the schools leaving. We got to protect people. And that's the role of government is to protect people and to protect their livelihood and to make sure that people aren't thrown out on the street. So I would definitely support relief for homeowners and relief for renters that no eviction happens and no foreclosure happens during this crisis.
That's Vermont's Attorney General T.J. Donovan. T.J. Donovan, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Appreciate your time.
Jan, thanks for having me.